Keep listening to discover how a speaker saved a life. From presentation to standing ovation, 15 actionable ideas to achieve massive influence. Written and read by Ron Tsang. Audio recorded at Heritage Studios. Want to create a captivating keynote, get buy-in, or close the deal? Ron can help you. The way he helps experts at some of the world's largest banks, manufacturing companies, and government agencies present with power. You know how business owners pitch on the TV shows Shark Tank and Dragon's Den? Ron Tsang is a former stock analyst, and CEOs and CFOs have pitched to him. Ron has evaluated thousands of those presentations, so he knows what it takes to deliver unforgettable messages. Jack Canfield, co-author of The Success Principles and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, says, "This book is full of valuable ideas and techniques for how to become a great speaker. I highly recommend it." Brian Tracy, who has given 5,000 speeches in 75 countries, says, "This extraordinary book is loaded with great ideas you can use immediately to be a more powerful and persuasive speaker." Nicholas Boothman, author of How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less, says, "Clear, clever, classy, and current. Ron Tsang gets my standing ovation. He has totally nailed it. My advice? Buy two copies and keep one locked up. This book has legs." For your 7-day presentation challenge, speech templates, and other free resources, visit rhtsang.com/book. And now, here's Ron.
Hello, this is Ron Tsang. This book is dedicated to my parents. Introduction. Lee Iacocca said, "You can have brilliant ideas, but if you can't get them across, your ideas won't get anywhere." Your message is more important than you know. It was the summer of 1979. First-time parents Francis and Hazel had recently moved from New York, and they were preparing to celebrate Francis's birthday. But their adorable 1-year-old baby boy was crankier than usual. Francis and Hazel discovered that their baby had developed a dangerous high fever, 103 degrees Fahrenheit, or 40 degrees Celsius. They said, "We need to see a doctor right away." At one of the best hospitals in the city, their doctor said, "Persistent high fever, swollen lymph nodes. Could he have meningitis?" The doctor ordered, "Give him an IV. Give him a chest X-ray. Give him a spinal tap." But the lab results were inconclusive. The antibiotic treatments were ineffective, and the baby's fever raged for another 3 days. The doctor had never seen this condition before. He noted continuous high fever, enlarged lymph glands, but no other symptoms. The doctor didn't know what to do. How do you think Francis and Hazel must have felt? Hazel never left her baby's side. For days, she slept overnight on a hospital room chair. And after finishing work each night, Francis reunited with his wife and child. Sometimes he slept in the car. But Francis and Hazel were resilient. They prayed every day that their family would have a better tomorrow. After 2 weeks, the child's fever broke. Francis and Hazel noted several new symptoms. The skin on their baby's fingers and toes began to peel off like a glove. Inside the child's nose and throat were deformed mucous membranes, and his lips and tongue were as red as a strawberry. The doctor said, "Why does that seem familiar?" The doctor had just returned from a medical conference. He remembered hearing a speaker at the conference introduce a mysterious new pediatric disorder called Kawasaki disease. "Your message is more important than you know." The doctor glanced at his notes and said to Francis and Hazel, "We know what's wrong with your baby. He has Kawasaki disease. But Kawasaki disease causes lethal systemic inflammation. Your baby could die from a heart attack." The doctor added,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?